Okay. So you went directly home from...
Went from Newport News to St. Louis on a train. And discharged in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
Jefferson Barracks.
And how long had it been since you left Europe or Africa, and then between the time you got
about
discharged?
Three and a half weeks. From the time I left Italy till we got to St. Louis.
And
we had to stop in Oran. They had to load iron ore in two holds for ballast.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was Samuel Johnson. It was the 10th Liberty ship built, the oldest one afloat. And like I said, the dolphins would dive after the rivet heads. And that's scary to watch the rivet heads popping off.
Just because of the weight on the ship? Or?
Yeah, the ship, the flexibility of the ship in the rough seas.
They just
pop off.
Little bit. So you're kind of worried maybe the ship wouldn't make it home?
Well, no, I always had hopes of making it. And then when they were dumping that iron ore, they had a canvas chute that would go down through the hold, hatch openings, and went down to the lower hold, and then that dust, it didn't matter how good they kept the chutes, you know, closed and everything, it went all over everything. And the bunks and all around there were just covered with iron dust.
Yeah. What was the atmosphere like in America when you got back? What do you think your first impression was?
Wasn't anything happen.
Really?
No.
It's all just about the same.
It was all quiet. I mean, we just got on the train, went to St. Louis. St. Louis about 4 days on discharge and home.
Mm-hmm.
Got another train.
Let's see. How'd you feel about leaving your friends you had made in the Army?
Didn't know them before, so I mean, it didn't. I only kept contact with one man, and that was Kip Wheeler in Eugene, Oregon. And after about 10 years, I lost contact. I wrote him, and I never did hear back from him, so I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
He was he drove a logging truck, and he was one of the record drivers to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And had another man. He was a logger in Maine. Go over logging truck at Maine. Now they were across the country apart from one another, but they both were the record drivers.
What was the first thing you did when you got home?
Called a girlfriend. Huh? That was a stupid question.
That was funny. The question here is why did you do that? But I think
that's
pretty obvious.
That's the stupid part.
Yeah. How was the reaction from your family and your friends when you got home?
Oh, just happy to be back.
Yeah. Good. How about your dad? Did you guys have a different relationship, having seen the same kind of things he had when he was?
We'd always worked together.
Mm-hmm.
And he had his shop, and I worked in the shop all the time. So we were always close.
How about the your community when you returned? Did it seem any different? Or?
No, I guess some of the neighbors had changed, but that was all. People I didn't know back in and out, but no, it didn't really matter.
Of all the young men that went and discussed, went over, how many of them came back?
As far as I know, they all came back.
Was there anything that struck you as different, just, you know, besides maybe new neighbors or anything about your community?
No, because the neighborhood didn't change or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How was your adjustment to civilian life after being in the military and coming back?
About the same as going from civilian to military.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I mean, it was just a change. I mean, that was all. There was no Nothing special.
Was there anything you missed about the military? Coming back? No. What kind of benefits did you receive from the Army?
I can't remember the word, with a guarantee of the government on a loan for a house.
Mm-hmm.
We bought a house, and then now I got the medical benefits. I've got a defibrillator.
And that's all paid through the...
It's all paid through the VA.
Okay. What about the war do you think made the biggest impact on you?
Just a stupid thing to happen, that's all.
Yeah. So summing up your service, what did it mean to you to go over and serve your country? When you summed up kind of your service experience, what did it mean to you to serve your country like that and go over? Were you proud of your service, or did you think it was?
No, I just I can't think of anything special about it. I just when they call, you gotta go. You gotta look after your country and people and your families. But
so you don't see it as maybe an extraordinary thing you did, or
no.
Just what you had to do. Let's see. If there's an image from your service, what is it, and why does it stick out to you that you have?
Which one?
Let's see. 13B.
13B?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just saying, I was just in a sense of the war.
Yeah.
I mean, there was so much damage, and I know over in, of course, it's probably different now, but over in Italy, I mean, in Bolzano, the church bombed out. A big cathedral bombed out, and all the roof and everything gone from it. Just a spire sticking up there, and then the railroad tracks and everything torn up, and railroad cars. And then I forgot what the line was, but down in the mountains in central Italy, with all the in a forest down there, all the trees just cut down to about head high, where Germans had hit them with the cannon fire and cut them down so they could fire over them.
Just the destruction of
destruction.
Everything.
Yeah.
Especially that cathedral, I'm sure, was
really
beautiful before they destroyed it. Would you do it again, if you were called?
Well, probably if I was younger, because of younger, stupider, and inexperienced.
Makes it a little easier, huh?
Yeah.
Something like that. How about, did you have any family, any of your sons or anybody join the Army?
After I had one son who was in 8 years in mm-hmm. Germany.
And how'd you feel about him joining the military?
Well, his uncle talked him into it. It was okay. I mean, it did him some, I guess it did him some good. He's disabled now, but I don't know if it's all from military service or not, but he still draws medical benefits from the VA.
And would you encourage any of your maybe grandchildren
no.
to go into the service?
No, I would not.
Any reason why?
Like I said, I'd say it's stupid.
Okay. And how do you feel about how Hollywood kind of portrayed the war in movies?
Okay, I'll tell you. I think Tora Tora, the most of the John Wayne movies are the most believable. Many others are farces. Also, I believe the film D-Day is after.
Mm-hmm. Do you think being accurate is a good thing as far as those movies go, or you think maybe kind of sugarcoating that kind of...
No, I don't need to sugarcoat them.
You don't need to?
No. I think that's a bad thing because it makes people think they don't give them the true picture of what's happened.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's possible for Hollywood to make a movie that...
Well, I think really it's Tora Tora and the John Wayne movies. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had one on the other night, I think. And all his ones about the Seabees and all, I think they're all very believable.
Yeah. Okay. How do you feel about Japanese and Germans now after the war?
Well, I think the Germans got the dirty end of the stick because they did more for the Japanese. The Japanese did more damage and they've done more for the Japanese, and I don't think they should have.
Yeah.
Because the Japanese are getting everything now that they went to the war for, because the U.S. is giving them everything they want. They've got all the U.S. patents, they've got all the equipment, the know-how, and everything. And if we went to war with them again, we'd be lost.
Well, let's see. How about, as far as, like, during the war, women had to, pick up a lot of the slack of, you know, working in factories and...
Yeah, I know a lot of them. I know some that worked, but also a lot of them, they did a lot of horseplay around, too. You know, they were supposed to have been working when they weren't.
Mm-hmm. Were you aware of any kind of change in gender roles, maybe, when you returned?
No, I didn't have much contact.
Right. And then, okay, George, I think that's all the questions I have. Did you have anything else you wanted to discuss?
I think we got it all pretty well covered. I don't have anything more here.
Okay. As far as preparing for this interview, did you like thinking back on the war like that?
You always think back on something. It just made me think a little bit about, you know, go back and remember, I guess you might say, some of the things that happened that didn't remember, you know, and kind of lost thought of.
Just jogged some memories.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you, George. Appreciate your time.
I'll do it too, Rich.
We're going to...